Moving on now, Ansarullah Movement has accused Saudi Arabia and the United States of supporting al-Qaeda in Yemen. Mohammed Abdus Salam, a spokesman for the movement, says Riyadh and Washington do not seek to take out al-Qaeda because they created and funded the terrorist group themselves. Abdus Salam says al-Qaeda is being used as a tool to destabilize other countries. He also says fugitive former President Abu Mansur Hadi forged an alliance with al-Qaeda to carry out deadly terrorist attacks in Aden and other cities. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Brisbane and talk to Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Egan, just how evident is it that the US and Saudi Arabia are supporting al-Qaeda in Yemen?
Look, there's all sorts of evidence of that. I mean, just look at the weapons these people are using. People have to understand that, as the man said, the US did actually create al-Qaeda. This is a Western creation that has been used to destabilize the region. And it's an ongoing thing. There should be no doubt that they are supporting it. They always go into these countries and claim that they're going in to fight al-Qaeda, but then al-Qaeda seems to get stronger as soon as the US arrives. There should be no doubt. It's an ongoing thing. It's a long-standing program, and they've been doing it for quite a while. In every country that you see al-Qaeda, you find that it's actually Western-run.
And of course, the fact that Saudi Arabia invaded Yemen without a UN mandate, just how likely will Saudi Arabia be held accountable? And so where does that leave the issue of justice in the world?
Look, it's very doubtful they'll be held accountable at all. And what we've seen in Yemen, I mean, they went in there under the pretext of protecting the government against some rebels, and they've absolutely decimated the place. They're just turning it into another failed state. And because they're a US ally and this is all being sponsored by the US, I doubt that we'll ever see any charges brought against Saudi Arabia for this aggression.
And how do you think the world is going to deal with another humanitarian crisis because of this war?
Well, look, that's a good question. I hope that it wakes people up. I really do. I mean, the humanitarian situation in the Middle East is astronomical. It's really absolutely atrocious. And people have to start getting the racial issues and religious issues out of their mind. This is a massive humanitarian crisis unfolding in the Middle East, and it's just spilling from one country to the next. And they're using any excuse they can to escalate it. You know, my only hope is that it will wake people up and we'll get some outcry from the public in Western countries to stop this madness. I mean, I've been speaking out about it for so long, and the more it happens, the more it demonstrates the truth to people. So hopefully we will see a bit of a groundswell from it. I think that's the only place it's going to come from, is from the people.
All right, Max Egan, radio host and political commentator from Brisbane. Thanks as always, sir.